for Health presents To Your Good Health Radio. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and Dr. David Friedman.
With us today is sought-after fitness and nutrition expert who not only helps train some of today's A-list celebrities, but also shows them how to eat and stay healthy and lean. Here to tell us about her new food line of products, welcome back, Nancy Kennedy. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Nancy. Welcome back.
Thank you. Hi. Thank you.
You know, now for years you've been teaching people how to eat healthy, and now you've made it even easier for everybody by creating the foods they should be eating. Tell us about this new food line that you've put together.
Well, my food line, again, is portable, healthy, fast food, which is a bit of an oxymoron. And It's right now being found in juice bars. So when you go to a juice bar, which are now common in most gyms, it's a protein drink or a protein bar. There's not a lot of real food. So I've got my healthy wraps. Most of them are high in protein. They also have essential fats and complex carbohydrates. So it's balanced nutrition to grab and go. So I do five different wraps. We do turkey breast meatballs, which turkey breast is difficult to cook with, but I've found the secret to keep them nice and moist. And I also cut off the ends of my tortillas. I use a natural tortilla, and I cut the ends off so you're not getting extra carbs, extra calories, and you don't bite into like a burrito where There's a lot of just cardboard tortilla at the end.
That's great. You know, you just mentioned that. When I work out to the gym, I would see a smoothie or the bar. You're right. You're so limited on what you can eat. You've got to go home and then, you know, cook the chicken, and you're tired. I worked out. I don't want to cook, honestly. I'm like beat. When I work out, I'm just spent. So what you offer is so great because you have that option to just have something that's already made. You've already figured out the science behind it and what the body needs. What? You have five items so far with more on the way?
Yes, with more on the way. A lot more on the way. We're also meeting with major retailers right now. I won't say much more, but really excited about the future of the line. And it doesn't exist, and I've done a lot of market research, and there still aren't products like mine. There's a lot of wraps in the freezer case, a lot of burritos, a lot of different things that people have tried to reinvent, but not from the, as I say, gym rat standpoint, where I know what the gym people are looking for, and we work hard on our bodies, so we don't want to walk out of the gym right. And then blow it by there's Maybe the
bingo.
Wendy's drive-through. Not that there's anything wrong with Wendy's. We love Wendy's, but you know what I'm saying? We have to set ourselves up. And what I have found with my customer is people are buying more food to take home and put in the freezer, which is really exciting for me. And we put it in a package so that you can just throw it in your gym bag and it won't get messed up. So that's something else I think it's important.
So that's great. What is the criteria to getting the Nancy seal of approval? Were there certain ingredients you refused to include? Did the amount of calories play a factor, protein? What made that the thumbs up for you?
Well, that's a really good question. I, again, believe in high protein, but not all protein. So I want complex carbohydrates. I don't want any white starchy carbs. I don't want any white products at all. No white sugar, white rice, nothing out of a can or a box. So, again, even the tortillas have been sourced out. It's taken me years to find a company. I'm beginning to think I'm just going to make my own to find the right formula of tortilla that's not loaded with lard and sugar and salt. You really don't need all those additives. No corn syrup, so nothing artificial. And again, things that are higher in protein, so it's going to complement your workout. We need protein to build lean muscle, as you know.
Yeah, that's great. And just going back to the old saying, you are what you eat. So you work out, take care of yourself, and then you eat this unhealthy, chemical-based, and, you know, like you said, the lard. I mean, imagine working out for an hour and eating lard. doesn't compete.
I can't even. Just the visual. And then on top of, you know, doctor, we won't have energy for our workout. We won't have energy for anything if the body is slow and sluggish. So,
it's
all about what you eat. And also eating more. I believe in grazing. I believe in smaller meals all day long. And the other great thing with my wraps, they're cut in half. They're 8 ounces of protein. So for a woman, you would eat half of that wrap and you'd be satisfied. Add salads and fruits in and you're set. Perfect.
Yeah, but you bring up a good point. It's that between meal noshing time and sitting in front of the TV, that popcorn and butter time. So you recommend just eating, you know, half of it, or is there snacks that you recommend between meals?
Well, snacks are always important. I mean, to eat, you know, 3 to 5 smaller meals a day instead of three giant meals to keep your body metabolism burning all day long. But snacks are great. Roasted almonds, a handful, unsalted. Edamame's great. I recently discovered I love asparagus, and I'll blanch it just a little bit so it's still crunchy, and then I'll dip it in hummus or dip it in, you know, some sort of Greek yogurt that I've added garlic or something to, and it's delicious. So again, wow. It's just about grazing and not eating. I was in the market last night. The lady in front of me, she bought the giant package of 60 little bags of chips. I don't know if it's for the kids to go to school, and I'm just looking at how many bags of chips and what it cost, and there's just no nutritional value to anything in that box.
Well, there's a new line for you, Nancy, because as a mom who sends her kids to school every day with lunches, packed lunches, it's hard to find good healthy snacks. I mean, we go to Whole Foods and we buy healthier little snacky foods, but at school they need stuff to snack, and it's carrots and red peppers. My kids love them, but it doesn't always do the trick. I use some cheese sticks, you know, little Bon Bell cheeses, even though I don't love those, but they go well with school. And, you know, it's tough to find things to send to school that the kids can eat in snack time, especially with all the allergies that kids have. You have to bring a fruit or a vegetable, and kids don't want to just grab an apple and bring that to school.
No, of course not. I mean, I think about when we were at school, certainly nutrition has changed a little bit in school. They seem to be a little more aware of what's going on now that parents have become very proactive. But it is difficult. I saw a chip in a store the other day. They were egg white chips, and that was fascinating to me.
Did you taste them?
The bag was, I did try some. They weren't cheap because they were egg whites, and they were not bad. They had two flavors. These were black pepper, and they were a little peppery for me, but I will definitely buy more. And the story on the bag is the guy, his kids like the little pieces of egg that's on the side of the pan when you cook scrambled eggs or whatever.
And what a great idea.
Nancy, one of the alternatives I do, because I got to admit, I love healthy Tostitos, chips if I could find them, and they're multigrain, but they're still not healthy, but I just have that noshing need. So what I do now is I slice cucumbers in thin little pieces, and I dip that in hummus and almond butter, and I get that craving relief, and it tastes great.
Crunchy.
So they look like
chips.
Yeah, or I like celery, but again, that's something that I've found, because even the healthy ones that you find at some of these health food stores, if you really read the back, they're just not. They're not the best thing to be.
Well, no, and again, the manufacturers drive me crazy. They try to confuse the consumer so they'll still buy products. Now everything is gluten-free. My gosh, gluten-free, gluten-free, gluten-free. People don't really understand, unless you have celiac disease, you don't need to go gluten-free. It's the consumer is just really confused. They're really confused out there. There's now with brown rice chips. They're trying to, red bean chips, anything to make it look prettier in the package. And you're right, some of them are healthier, but still, if you eat an entire bag of anything that's salty, again, it's just not, there's no nutrition.
Yeah. Give us your quick tip on exercising. Some people recommend eating a high protein meal right after a vigorous workout. Some say it's best to do it, you know, prior. Which is best? What do you prefer?
Yeah, as I said earlier, I like a combination of complex carbs and protein before workout, and then I like to eat protein after my workout with a lot of greens. So, and I like larger meals earlier in the day, and as the day goes on, my meals are lighter, and I'll forget about a big heavy dinner.
Well, you know what they say, they always say, eat like breakfast like a king, lunch like a queen, and dinner like a pauper, so that you're not eating quite so much at that time of the night. And thank you so much, Nancy. For more information on Nancy Kennedy's new food line, visit nancysnutrition.com. That's nancysnutrition.com, and that's spelled nutrition, spelled N-E-W. I like that. It's very clever. And if you want to listen to any of our podcasts, if you miss a show, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. You can follow Dr. David Friedman on Twitter at Dr. David Friedman. You know, when you listen to this show and you learn so much from all of the guests that we have, certainly feel free, and please, we encourage you to share the shows with your friend and put them on your Facebook pages and follow people on Twitter, and, you know, just learn something with us. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay tuned and stay well.